Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Thursday, June 2nd. It's NBA Finals night. It doesn't quite have a Super Bowl feel to it, but I have had more people ask me, hey, were you going to watch game one? Are you guys going to hit a bar? Bunch of guys, dads looking, hey, listen, it's a Thursday night. It's an excuse to get out. Nice weather. School year is nearly over. And we finally get game one. Warriors have had a week off. Celtics, obviously, less time getting pushed to seven. So game one tonight, well, I'll give you some bets, some actionable wagers. I know you guys are going to be firing. I don't know about you guys. I don't mess around betting on baseball. I think it's highly volatile and risky. I don't watch NHL. I have no idea what's going on in the postseason. Don't bet on that. This is really my final gambling opportunity until football. Basically, I mean, maybe, you know, if somebody says, hey, I got something for you in this tennis match, Jay, it's a lock. Maybe I'll throw. But that's very rare that I'll just be gambling on anything other than basketball, football. And football, obviously, is number one, clearly. But that's months away. And, you know, we're about to hit the dry spell. I nearly considered opening today's podcast with Johnny Depp winning a $15 million verdict against Amber Heard in the TikTok trial of the century. In real talk with you guys, I didn't watch 1 second of it. I haven't watched any of the analysis. Anytime, like, I have the news on while I'm working in the office, anytime I see the Johnny Depp thing, I just mute, you know, change the channel, whatever. I'm not into it. Now, my wife followed it very closely on TikTok. We discuss it sometimes. And I will be honest, when I saw the verdict, I was stunned. You know, in most of these cases, the guy loses. Amber Heard, apparently certifiably crazy. I got guys tweeting at me, have you seen Johnny Depp's lawyer? Oh, he's got to be dating her. Oh, she's so hot and smart and all this. I'm just like, you know, this has been like a big deal. I just, you know, it's a big blind spot that I have in the culture right now is the Johnny Depp trial. I didn't pay attention to it. You got to kind of condense what you want to focus on. For instance, this week, went to a Dodgers game with a couple buddies, and we got, you know, Fox hooked up some really nice seats, and we're at the game, and, you know, Pittsburgh sending batters to the plate, and I'm like, who are these guys? I honestly literally never heard of almost anyone in the Pittsburgh Pirates roster, and it was just stunning. Like, I like baseball. Going to games is super fun. Watching them following 162, that's a slog. It is tough. Postseason, obviously, very exciting, but blind spots, you know. For instance, I know nothing about the Pittsburgh Pirates. Couldn't tell you who's winning each division in Major League Baseball, but I can tell you this. The Nets Sixers had a big situation on Wednesday. Apparently, based on the Ben Simmons James Harden deal, one of the options for the Nets was they can take Philly's first round pick this year, which is 23rd, or they can decline it and kick it to next year. And I thought this was a significant thing on Wednesday, and I start texting people about it, and they're like, yeah, I guess it's kind of interesting. The Nets said, we don't want the Sixers pick 23 this year. We'll take next year. So it's an option to maybe see what happens with the Sixers, and perhaps the Nets feel the James Harden thing could implode. By the way, haven't seen anything about James Harden except partying in the offseason. Now listen, if I was his age and single and wealthy beyond belief, I'd probably be doing the same thing. That being said, there's a large segment of the NBA who are in the gym as soon as the season's over. Jason Tatum, famously, instantly in the gym after numerous postseason losses, and now is in the NBA Finals. That being said, I think this is a smart move by the Nets, because in reality, there is a chance that the Sixers implode next year. Let's say James Harden isn't with the team next year. That's an option. I'd say small chance of it happening. Obviously, very, very bad for the Sixers. Let's just say Joel Embiid, who, as we all know, an injury history, anything happens to Embiid. Now, if Harden's not there and something happens to Embiid, you're looking at like a 25-win team. And now you're talking about a lottery pick that conveys to the Nets. So it's obviously very smart. And of course, you know, Sixers fans are like, ah, they're stupid. We're going to be way better next year. You know, Harden a full season. And I'm just like, all right, guys, keep dreaming. Keep on dreaming. So I thought that was like significant news. Obviously, I'm also the guy watching Argentina 3, Italy 0 in a soccer match. Messi was incredible.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
While I was doing that, and I know only like 17 people will care about this, obviously it's Liga MX offseason, so moves are happening. I was researching players that Necaxa could go after, players Necaxa is getting back from loan, and it is fascinating and super confusing. I do have a couple guys who are hardcore Necaxa fans sending me messages on IG with like, hey, look at this guy. And the guy's providing stats and background, and it's like pretty interesting stuff. The problem is trying to understand the complex nature of the contracts out there is very difficult. I mean, it is a weave of websites. This is not the NBA, where if you go to literally Hoops Hype Salaries, you can get every NBA team, look at the salaries for every player and how long they last, with like a color-coded player option, a color-coded qualifying offer. It is so easy to make up trades for the NBA that way. NFL does, you know, I don't think there's a one-stop shop that's as good, obviously, because there's so many more players, but that's my go-to for the NBA. Instantly, like, oh, how do the Mavs look next year? Boom, you could just call up their salary chart and look at them. For soccer, it is very difficult, especially, international soccer. So, like, I spent a lot of time doing that and came across a couple, one interesting oddity as I was researching that and the NBA Finals. I don't know who came up with this, but the last three NBA teams in the playoffs that beat Jimmy Butler won the championship. Kawhi Leonard beat Butler in 2019. You guys remember the Game 7 incredible shot from the corner by Kawhi. Lucky shot. Butler was on the Sixers. The following year, LeBron beats Butler in the bubble NBA Finals. Butler was obviously incredible. And then last year, the Milwaukee Bucks take down Jimmy Butler, Jimmy Buckets, in the playoffs. The Heat did not put up much of a fight in that one. And that was when they knew they needed to ante up. They ended up getting Lowry, and that fizzled out here in these playoffs. But the last three teams to beat Jimmy Butler won the title. Now, of course, that leads to the Boston Celtics this year. Now, I will say before I go on this ramble about the finals and kind of a media rant, if you will, I will point this out. I don't know many people who are taking the Celtics. And that's always one of those, wait a minute, because you know we talk about this during the NFL, right? If you see, I don't know, let's just take Seahawks, Cardinals, and 80% of the people are on the Cardinals against the spread, and everybody's talking about Cardinals are going to crush them. I'm loading up on Cardinals and DFS and fantasy. Take a pause and just take a look at Seattle maybe covering the spread. One of those deals. Listen, I usually just put out my pick and thoughts on social media and people reply and I'll see, I would say 95% people are taking the Warriors in 6 or 7. 95% that I've seen. So then I went to ESPN, and they have like they canvass all their NBA reporters, right? So 20 guys cover the league, 20 guys and girls cover the league, and 15 of them picked the Warriors, 5 picked the Celtics. And I thought about it, and I'm like, wait, are these people do they believe the Celtics are the side? Or are they doing that to cut through? And this is going to be just a quick media rant. So you guys know back when I owned The Big Lead, the website, and we would have to cover, obviously, all the big sporting events. And it's easy during the season. There's a million things going on. You get to the NBA Finals. It's two teams. Yeah, there's a couple stars. It is obvious that it's going to be tough to cut through the media noise, right? Now, it's amplified to the nth degree with social media. Yeah, TV shows, radio, podcasts are now a thing. Like, if everybody and their mom is picking Warriors in 6 and 7, it's tough to cut through. So is the move to go counter-programming? Hey, give me the Celtics in 6. Wait, what? You're taking the Celtics? I just looked at their roster. They don't have one player who's been in the NBA Finals ever. Their head coach is a rookie. You're taking them? Really? And I wonder if these people genuinely believe the Celtics are the side, or are they saying it to cut through and kind of get their name out there? Because it's very difficult. I mean, if you even look at the narratives in the NBA Finals, everything is slanted toward the Warriors and specifically Steph Curry. Can you find me one person who has said, wow, remember 3 years ago when the Celtics were like, should we break up Tatum and Brown? And then remember 2 years ago when people were saying the exact same thing? Should we break up Tatum and Brown? And then last year, do we trade Marcus Smart? Like, what do we do? Do we move Brown? Remember, like, Tatum's the guy, but can you trade someone else? And kind of, do we need to make that change? And now Boston kept it, stay the course. And oh, by the way, they're in the NBA Finals. And we had been doing this with Portland forever, right? With Dame and CJ. And they make the Western Conference Finals. We're close. Next year, bounced. Following year doesn't work, and then Dame is left alone, and CJ McCollum is traded to New Orleans. And this is kind of what we do in the media, right? The build-up followed by the teardown. I mean, Jason Tatum, obviously, at the very beginning of his career in Boston was incredible. Just a monster. And you could see they were going to be good, but again, 3-4 years later, no trips to the finals. Well, just how good are they? Did Giannis pass them? Brooklyn's got a super team. Are they ever going to get through? They got through. Now, they got helped by No Middleton, obviously, and the Ben Simmons, Joe Harris injuries to Brooklyn. And, of course, Miami had their issues with Lowry and Tyler Hero. And you could say Boston got a little fortunate. But it just struck me as a little bit odd that nobody seems to be picking Boston, which is kind of a red flag. Now, if you remember a couple weeks ago, I was saying on here that Boston scares me if I'm the Warriors. And I would much rather have seen the Heat. Frankly, I would much rather see the Bucks without Middleton. Now, I guess Middleton would have been back by the finals, but this is not a great matchup for Golden State, and I'll tell you why.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
So for starters, Marcus Smart is one of the best defenders in the league. He just won Defensive Player of the Year. 6'4", long, physical. You know, he's cut from the Tony Allen mold. And if you guys remember Tony Allen, the guy who would shout first team all defense playing for Memphis a few years back, Tony Allen gave Curry problems. I think it was a 2015 playoffs. Memphis actually led 2-1, and then Golden State just steamrolled him the rest of the way and ended up winning the championship. But Smart historically has given Curry lots of problems. And this has also led me to, and I touched on it yesterday, if you're looking for two long shot MVPs outside of Curry and Tatum, who are heavy favorites. So, you know, Jaylen Brown's probably going to get a little action. I can't see it on Clay. I said Jordan Poole was 30-1 yesterday. Marcus Smart has some value. This is a guy, if he's able to hound Curry, and you know that narrative is out there. Oh, Curry, the silly, erroneous narrative. Curry's not good in the finals. I mean, the guy, I think he's the 11th leading scorer in NBA Finals history. He averages like 24 a game in the finals. Now, are his numbers down? Of course. Everyone's numbers are down in the finals. That's how it works. Now, smaller guards have had issues in the playoffs because they can be kind of shut down. You hug them up on the perimeter, and then when they're driving in the lane, they're meeting many, many big bodies. And this is not a great matchup for Curry. Not only Marcus Smart, but Tatum and Brown are long. They'll give problems. How will Grant Williams, who's done pretty well defensively? I think he's going to be a huge factor in this series because another minor take I have is, you know, Robert Williams barely could play in Game 7 for the Celtics. He's been injured with a various assortment of injuries. And if he's not able to go, where's the depth behind Al Horford, who I will remind you guys, 35 years old and was gassed at the end of the Miami series. He was tired in the Milwaukee series. If you remember, he had in Game 5, I think it was, oh no, maybe it was Game 6, but he had 30 points in a tremendous effort. He got him through the third quarter, and then in the fourth, Tatum took over. But that was like his best game of the playoffs. He emptied the tank in that one. He did nothing in Game 7, absolutely nothing. Against Miami, he looked tired, and then he had one of those turn-back-the-clock games. Game 2, 20-14. He was okay in Game 5, but otherwise, look at Al Horford. He didn't do much. The guy's tired. Two back-to-back seven-game series. And now they're going to, I know he's a historically good defender. Now he's going to be tasked with chasing the likes of Curry and Poole and Clay and fighting through a gauntlet of screens. This is not great for Boston. So if Robert Williams is not going to be a factor here due to injuries, Boston's in deep trouble, and I could see it getting bounced in 5. I definitely like Golden State in Game 1. I already took the 3.5. Now the problem, of course, is the world is on the Warriors here. Everything lines up. Boston, you know, I was drilling down a little bit on this the three-point shooting that they're going to face from the Warriors. Boston's opponents in the playoffs were not volume three-point shooting teams. The Nets, 14th. The Bucks, 11th. The Heat, 8th. Warriors attempt more threes than all of those. You basically have to change your entire strategy going from, we got to stop KD. We got to stop KD, shut him down. We got to do everything. Okay, we got to stop Giannis. We got to do the fence. We got to focus on Giannis. We can't let him beat us. And then Jimmy Butler. So you're going from forwards to now a guard in Curry and more of a system that they run where it's, hey, we're going to spread you out, do the pick and roll, and there's going to be so much space because you've got to guard Curry 30 feet from the hoop. By the way, I'm sure you saw the Instagram video I posted from him, Curry shooting Wednesday. It was incredible. He's doing all this sidestep stuff and step back threes. He makes 13 of them in a row from the corner. All different moves, like handle, vision, everything. It was incredible. Like, that guy's magical. And the Celtics now have to guard him 30 feet from the basket. Well, what does that do? That creates open lanes to run for the likes of Wiggins, for the likes of Jaylen Brown. And Boston, if they don't have Robert Williams on the back line, it's going to be another layup line like it was against the Mavs. And so there is a scenario where the Warriors steamroll. And that being said, I'm not going to, I'm still picking the Warriors at six because who knows? Maybe Robert Williams goes all seven games. If he's healthy, it's a game changer because it's not Andrew Wiggins, you're not going to be laying up and dunking it like you were against Dallas. And Klay Thompson, master of the reverse and the finish, that's going to all be challenged at the rim. So I wonder if Williams can't go, they don't have confidence in Daniel Theis. Are we going to see a big Grant Williams series? Now, he, of course, had the big game seven. He is also prone to thinking he's a lot better than he is. And there is a scenario where he shoots them out of the game. And I don't want to do the one-on-one matchups because that's not really how the NBA works at this level. Basically, you hunt the weakest matchup. And, you could try to hunt Curry, but he's a plus defender for his length compared to a guy like Jordan Poole, who we know could barely guard a chair at this moment. He was mercilessly played off the court by the Mavericks in much of that series. He dominated Denver for a couple games, detonated early against Memphis. And then obviously they saw like, oh my gosh, this guy can't guard anybody. Let's put him in action every time down the floor. Let's go right at him. And if he's going to foul out, or guess what? He's going to get played off the court because he can't stop anybody. And that led to some Moses Moody minutes, some Kuminga minutes. I still think there is a little bit of value on Poole simply because they're going to need offense if Curry's unable to get, the 25, 30, 40 point nights that he is prone to do. If he can't do that, what are we talking about? Klay Thompson is not going to give you 25 every night. He's not. I'll show up for a half. I'll show up for game six if there is one. And maybe another game and like here or there. Like, he's just not the guy he was. That's not a knock. That's just reality. And now we can, expect Andrew Wiggins to pump in 25 a night? It's just a weird scenario for Golden State where it's like, if you can't count on Curry, suddenly, who is there? Because after Jimmy Butler, remember, there was nobody. Nobody on Miami is Tyler Hero. And then he got hurt and it was like, geez, Max Strus? Are we serious here? I like the Warriors to win the series. And the one thing that unnerves me a little bit is that, and I touched on the media stuff earlier, when you look at the narratives going into this, there's three that are basically dominating the conversation this week. Is Steph Curry going to pass Magic Johnson as the best point guard with a championship? Which, forget the series. Let's look historically. Like, can we slow the roll a little bit? Like, I love talking about that stuff. No cap, as my little 11-year-old says. I could talk endlessly about Curry Magic. I think I started it 4 years ago on Cowherd Show, not to brag, but I said Curry is the second best point guard. And all these John Stockton truthers and these Isaiah Thomas people and Havlicek and this nonsense. I was like, no, stop. Curry's number two. And that was when they were ascending with Durant and dominating. Magic, as I've told you guys, was my favorite player growing up. Loved him. First NBA game I went to was at the Garden. It was Patrick Ewing against Jabbar. Magic Johnson was there. And I was just like, this guy's controlling the game. Oh, my. I can't take my eyes off him. I want to be this guy. And then the second game was at the Forum. My dad had a rare business trip out west. And we went to Lakers Knicks. I don't know how they stumbled into tickets, but we went at the Forum. And it was great. And again, it was like Magic Johnson. Oh my gosh, this guy's great. And of course, that was at a time when you couldn't see every single game Tuesday night, Thursday night, Sunday night. It was like, game of the week, I think, on NBC back in the, maybe, I don't even know. Maybe it was CBS. No, CBS, I think, had the rights in the 80s. Dick Stockton and Tommy Heinsohn were the announcers. Like, you couldn't see that many games. So seeing Magic up close, I was like, oh, I love this guy. And then, of course, Curry passed him. This is a fun stat. Magic played 13 seasons. Curry is in his 13th season. It doesn't seem like that's possible because Curry looks way younger than Magic did at 34, but they're both played 13 seasons. Now, I don't think Curry can pass Magic with a championship and a finals MVP. He's looking great heading into year 35, 36, 37. That's all I'll say. I'll just leave that at that. So that's one narrative. The second one is, does Curry pass Durant in this mythical all-time ratings thing, which, of course, there's no consensus, but we love to talk about it ad nauseum. Curry passing Durant is spicy. I don't necessarily think we can go there yet, again, because they haven't won the championship. That being said, Curry won a title before Durant, with Durant, and after Durant. He's got a really strong case. And the last one, of course, which I have touched on a little bit, which I think there's merit to it. Does Curry have a case as a top 10 all-time player? And I'll just say he's building a very strong case. Hypothetically, as the guy who just said, I hate that people are talking about this. That being said, if Curry wins the title and the finals MVP, he's got two scoring titles, two regular season MVPs, four titles, and now a finals MVP. He's got there's like seven players on the planet who have done that in the history of basketball. Now, who you boot out is the question, and we'll have to go there after the finals when there is a lot of downtime because there's really no NFL action. College football is trying to get into the discussion right now with some stuff. Rob G wanted me to touch on the golf Dustin Johnson thing. I'm gonna wait on that. It is a little spicy, this whole Saudi Arabia tour, and the PGA seems to be crumbling. What, are they going to fire back at Dustin and Phil? Are they just going to alienate some of their top most popular golfers? It's a spicy story. I don't know enough. Maybe we'll have a golf guest next week if this story keeps building steam. But right now, it's all systems go. I got the Warriors in six. I'm excited for the finals. I think Curry wins the MVP. But again, Poole and Smart are the two dark horses. I would not be shocked if Boston won. I think they're that good. I think the more fun discussion for Boston is over under 2.5 finals trips for Jason Tatum. Like, how loaded is the East? Can these guys get back here? Because remember, we saw it. Harden, KD, Russ got there, never got back there again. It's tough to get to the finals, which, and I'll end on a LeBron note, which is why LeBron deserves more credit. Getting to the finals is way more than half the battle. And Curry, sixth trip in 8 years. I'm stoked. I will go 107-89. Warriors run away with it late. 107-89 in game one. Warriors cover the spread. Enjoy it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health.
From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.